A review commissioned by the Chief of Victoria Police has found that a suck-it-up attitude among the leaders of the force is contributing to shocking suicide and mental health problems. Since 2000, 23 Victoria Police employees have taken their own lives. That's more than four times as many as those killed in active duty. Victoria's Chief Police Commissioner has pledged to implement all 39 of the report's recommendations, as Lexi Metherell reports.
Victoria Police is now openly acknowledging it has a major problem with stigma around mental illness. Former Homicide Squad Detective Narelle Fraser says she and her colleagues have experienced that firsthand.
I'm aware of a number of my colleagues who were so ashamed of how they were not coping. And they were so ashamed that they actually went outside of the police force and they paid out of their own pocket to see a psychologist because they weren't coping and they were so ashamed of how they weren't managing.
She's told ABC Goblin Murray she developed post-traumatic stress disorder after having to view hundreds of videos of child pornography.
The bottom line is after 1,700 videos, that was the tipping point for all the other investigations or experiences that I had had throughout my police force, and it all just culminated and I sort of lost my way, to be honest.
23 police employees have taken their own lives since 2000, which is more than four times as many as those killed on active duty. Bruce Graydon established an organisation called Blue Hope 2 years ago to help police officers deal with mental health issues they didn't want to seek help for at work.
The sad reality is that when police put their hand on the Bible and swear an oath, they're far more likely to take their own life than they are to be killed by an offender.
The review is full of stories of managers failing to support traumatised police officers. One sergeant told the reviewers that it wasn't the fact that he had a gun held to his head that was the problem, it was being called ridiculous by his superior. Clinical and organisational psychologist Peter Cotton is the review's lead author.
We were overwhelmed with the number of contacts we had, over 450. We originally looked at having a sort of half-hour structured interview, but many, many people needed to tell their stories, and often our team were on the phone for an hour, hour and a half, even longer.
The reviews found the often horrific nature of police work combined with a suck-it-up attitude has contributed to a higher prevalence of mental health issues among sworn and unsworn staff than in the general population. It's made 39 recommendations, including that staff receive compulsory mental health training. It also says there needs to be measures to encourage staff to seek help for mental health troubles early. There are also recommendations to promote cultural change and to establish a system of screening police leaving the force for mental health issues. Chief Commissioner Ashton says he'll implement all recommendations.
It'll be a challenge and it may take a while to achieve it, but we're absolutely committed to starting that today.
The Secretary of Victoria's Police Association, Senior Sergeant Ron Iddles, has congratulated the Chief Commissioner for commissioning the report.
Quite clearly, it has put the blowtorch on leadership and management and culture within Victoria Police.
He says police need to feel comfortable enough to report their problems.
If you have supportive leadership, then I think members will come forward, and that long as they know there's no adverse effect to their career. And I think the second part of that is we have soldiers who go back to war on a mental health plan. Policemen can come forward, you can get treatment, and you can have a mental health plan or a health plan, and you can then come back into the workforce. So there's a lot of work to be done, and as I said, we'll work with Victoria Police to implement it.
Bruce Graydon from Blue Hope says Victoria Police isn't alone in struggling with mental health issues among staff.
In my role, I speak to police services right around Australia, and I know that they're all grappling with this issue. I know it's something that's high on their list of strategic priorities.
Former police officer Narelle Fraser says the review has made her feel validated.
The stigma with mental health, it's got to change. There is nothing wrong with going to the doctor or putting your hand up to say, I need help. That's where I think education for everybody, not just the police. The police, yes, of course, but everybody in the community needs to be educated and to accept it is a normal part of life. Sometimes some things are thrown at us, we need a bit more help.
That's former Victoria Police Homicide Squad Detective Narelle Fraser, ending Lexi Metherall's report.